Warehouse 21 presents Theatre of Emergency, a verbatim reader's theatre drama based on the writings of youth, grades 6 to 12, in 2022. Episode 3, Human Rights. Youth speak out on the rights of all people to be treated with dignity and respect.
In general, the status quo of our society troubles me.
It feels like there's just a blanket of dread and malice and grief draped over the planet, affecting every choice.
Existing as a functional member of society seems like a Sisyphean task when the sky is always gray and dreary, and there seems to be no hope left in the world.
Wait, what?
What?
What's Sisyphean? What's a Sisyphean task?
The term Sisyphean describes a task that is impossible to complete. It refers to the punishment that Sisyphus receives in the underworld, where he is forced to roll a boulder up a hill repeatedly for eternity. You know, in Greek mythology?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that guy. Every time he got near the top of the hill, the boulder rolled back down again.
But that myth does have something to teach us about life, right?
Yes, Sisyphus teaches us to never give in to circumstantial disappointments or try to escape from the failures, but rather to accept failures the same way we accept our achievements.
And most importantly, no matter how much we lose in our quest, we must never back down till we fulfill our potential.
I guess, but it does sometimes seem impossible to deal with all the things that are wrong in the world.
I know.
I do not want to inherit the future of the absurd that adults have imposed on us, the future generation.
I don't either, but what choice do we have?
I feel like we don't have a chance at a decent life. High prices on houses and cars isn't something I'm very educated about, but it's still scary. When I grow up and need a house and a car, I worry that I won't be able to afford one.
Most young people don't get paid nearly enough to keep up with the rising inflation. I just want it to be affordable to live because so many people can't.
We have to try harder to make things better. This world is all we've got.
Our parents' and grandparents' generation knew about all the problems and had chances to fix them.
I know, but this is where we are at. We can't change the past.
But where do we start?
To bring about change, you must not be afraid to take the first step. We will fail when we fail to try.
There are so many issues. What do we tackle?
So many things are just out of our control.
None of us can save the nation or the world, but each of us can make a positive difference if we commit ourselves to do so.
We have to at least try to fix the parts that affect how we treat each other.
We can do better than the last generation, and at least that one thing.
Exactly. Let's talk about basic human rights.
Where do we even start? Even the Supreme Court is against basic human rights.
What do you mean?
They overturn the rights of women to control their reproductive health.
That affects half the total population right there.
Way more than half. It affects whole families who are forced to have more kids than they can afford or be able to care for. Whole communities that deal with unwanted kids.
Everyone deserves to be born into a situation where they're wanted and cared for, and grow up safely and are respected.
That doesn't always happen. That brings up the issue of bullying.
Bullying is something really bad in my school.
Bullying is something that has been around for ages, but somehow we seem to be unable to get rid of it.
Bullying comes in all different forms. It's verbal, physical, online, or even in our own families sometimes.
I have no doubt that everybody has experienced it, whether it was just a little or very severe.
I have faced bullying, and I truly believe that it is an inevitable thing. Unfortunately, in most situations, kids are getting bullied by someone who is getting bullied elsewhere. It is a never-ending cycle.
We need to put a stop to bullying and stand up for what is right.
If we do not help put an end to this and help others speak up, studies show it leads to emotional and physical problems such as depression, anxiety, eating disorders, suicidal thoughts and or actions, or maybe even picking up the habit of bullying.
No one deserves to be bullied.
Kids need to be taught that bullying is wrong.
And taught what to do if they see it happen.
Tell an adult right away.
And adults need to model how to treat others with respect.
Sometimes adults are the bullies themselves.
It makes me sad when I see people harassing or bullying someone because they have a different style, sexuality, religion, or a different race.
We're all the same and bleed the same blood, no matter what ethnicity we are.
So many people have been hurt by racism in this country.
My grandparents grew up thinking it was normal to hate people who didn't look like they did, so they did nothing to stop it.
But we sure know better than that now. It's time to do something about it.
There's no such thing as a race. None. There's just a human race.
Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that.
I see what's possible when we recognize that we're one American family, all deserving of equal treatment.
It is not our difference that divides us. It is our inability to recognize, accept, and celebrate those differences.
Our ability to reach unity in diversity will be the beauty and the test of our civilization.
No one is born hating another person because of the color of his skin, or his background, or his religion. People must learn to hate, and if they can learn to hate, they must be taught to love, for love comes more naturally to the human heart than its opposite.
The beauty of anti-racism is that you don't have to pretend to be free of racism to be an anti-racist.
Anti-racism is a commitment to fight racism wherever you find it, including yourself, and it's the only way forward.
Too many politicians tell us that what's wrong with America is the rest of us, them. Them is minorities, them is immigrants, them, them, them.
But there is no them, there's only us, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. No race but the human race.
So many people in America forget that only Native people are non-immigrants.
Instead of remembering that their grandparents or great-grandparents came to America for a better life, a better future for their children, they pretend that they've always been here and that new immigrants are the enemy.
They tried to build a stupid wall to physically keep people out.
Some parents will do anything to give their children a chance at a better life.
What parent wouldn't?
That doesn't make them America's enemies.
They deserve to be treated with respect and dignity.
All people deserve that.
Even people who look different or act differently than you do.
Another group of people under threat is the LGBTQ community.
I just wish more was being done to protect LGBTQ people.
There are teens who don't want to come out to their parents or guardians because they're afraid of what they might say or do to them.
It's very sad to see how some people immediately judge someone based off their appearance rather than who they are on the inside.
I have a lot of friends who are part of the LGBTQ community, who have such beautiful hearts. Yet not many people get to experience having these people in their lives simply because they don't want to have a more open mind.
Our generation is full of LGBTQ members, so I know I'm not the only one who is scared for their future.
These are grown adults who are talking trash and even acting like little toddlers when it comes to things such as gay or trans rights.
There are politicians who are crying out, trying to get people to turn against trans people. Why are we so against people who are different from us?
They claim just to want to protect what's right, to protect their children.
That isn't protection. That's basically just using them to justify their actions and hatred.
I don't believe that children are going to be afraid of drag queens or seeing a same-sex marriage relationship on the street.
But they are going to be afraid of seeing people bomb shops that host drag queen events, or people get murdered in an LGBTQ nightclub.
The fact that people can be hurt, physically or mentally, because of who they are or who they are attracted to is just crazy.
It scares me how some people are so afraid of love, of all the possible things for someone to be scared of, and they choose love. If someone is in love with someone of their same gender, it should be accepted.
There shouldn't be a judgment of it. You cannot control who you fall in love with. You just do.
Love is love.
We are all human. We all matter. And we should be able to love whomever we want.
I want to love whom I love and not be ashamed for it.
No one should be shamed for being themselves.
That's one of the ways that society becomes an exciting, diverse place.
We are all human and have our own problems, so the least we could do is support one another.
Everyone deserves to be treated with respect, no matter who they are.
Everyone. So many groups are discriminated against. None of them deserve it.
None of them. Not one.
Every person has dignity and value. One of the ways that we recognize the fundamental worth of every person is by acknowledging and respecting their human rights.
Human rights are a set of principles concerned with equality and fairness. They recognize our freedom to make choices about our lives, to develop our potential as human beings. They are living a life free from fear, harassment, or discrimination.
Human rights can be broadly defined as a number of basic rights that people from around the world have agreed are essential. These include the right to life, the right to a fair trial, freedom from torture and other cruel and inhumane treatment, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and the rights to health care, education, and an adequate standard of living.
These human rights are the same for all people everywhere, men, women, young, old, rich, and poor, regardless of our background, where we live, what we think, or what we believe. This is what makes human rights universal.
Wow, that all sounds great, but I don't feel like these basic rights are given to all people equally.
It feels like there are too many people saying, sure, these are my basic human rights, but you don't get to enjoy them because you're gay or trans.
Or because you weren't born in this country.
Or because your skin is the wrong color.
Or because you've been to jail.
Or because you're homeless.
Or because you're a woman.
Or because you're just a kid.
Human rights must apply to all of us.
We are one human family.
But how can I make that happen? I am just a kid.
We can start by respecting everyone we meet, every time.
Practice kindness. You never know what the other person has been through.
And if you see someone harassing someone who is different,
or telling a racist or sexist joke,
or bullying someone else,
it's not enough to just watch without joining in yourself.
It's not enough to just walk away.
Speak up! Or if it isn't safe to speak up, get the help of an adult who can stop it.
I will not just walk away as if something is normal.
Bullying or harassing people isn't okay, ever, for any reason.
We all have to actively work to stop it.
Activism is my rent for living on the planet.
A planet that's here for everyone, not just a few privileged people.
And we must hold our government accountable so they pass laws that help people, not hurt them.
I hope that there will come a time that people will treat each other with equality, no matter what gender, race, or social class they come from.
In a perfect world, no one, regardless of who they are or where they're from, will worry about their safety.
In a perfect world, everyone will have their human rights respected.
In a perfect world, we won't have to talk about this anymore because everyone will respect everyone else.
We can all do this
together.